Mara?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you too.
All right, let's just jump right into it. It's high chai time with Savannah Mara, where we get greet, where we greet with a cup of chai and not the word hi. In today's topic, we're going to talk about multiple things. What's on the menu, Amara? Talk to me.
The hot topic right now is Salahuddin, the case with Salahuddin. I don't know if you saw it
Saw a little bit
or
very
heard any.
briefly.
So he was like a mentally challenged or disabled person. I believe he was in
Yeah.
his 20s, late 20s, maybe
Yeah, that was
mid
horrible.
20s. It's horrible. He went to the ATM. I don't know why he was there. Maybe he was getting money out, but he stuck his card into the ATM machine and his card got stuck. And there was a camera, obviously, wherever there's an ATM, there's cameras, right? And so he saw the camera and he stuck his tongue out at it and he was upset that his card got stuck. He's mentally challenged.
Oh,
So his card got stuck and he couldn't get it out. So he tried to like pull apart the ATM machine to
what?
try to get, he's mentally challenged, right? So he was just trying to get his card back. This is what I've been reading. So he was trying to get his card back. He like took apart. He was trying to take apart the ATM machine to get his card back out somehow to get it unstuck. You know how when you put money into a vending machine to get a snack or something and the snack gets stuck and
And
we
then we
shake
slam the
it?
flat floor
Yeah,
to come
it kick
down.
it. And so he was doing something like that with the ATM machine and he was trying to get his card unstuck. So he managed to get it unstuck. I don't know what the authorities thought in their head that he was trying to steal money. But they leaked that video out to the public to try and
Great.
find him.
Great.
And so when the public saw him and they recognized him, of course, it's Pakistan. And I hate to say it because I love, we both love our country, obviously, the mother country, and this is our country here. Anyways, when the public saw him, they have that mob mentality.
Oh
And
my
they
God,
went
they
and started beating him up.
didn't even let, like, they act like animals. They don't even think first.
Oh,
Too
yeah.
much
And don't
money.
forget the cameras. The people that aren't attacking, they're standing on the sidelines recording the whole thing. So, anyways, the public, with their mob mentality, went and started beating up on him. They turned him into the police. And then the police, of course, had no mercy on him either. I don't know why. I really don't know what happened over there, why they beat him up when they knew that he was mentally challenged. They must
Oh,
have
they,
known,
I don't
Samara.
know how the awareness is for mentally challenged individuals in Pakistan. How are they? I assume they're not treated as well. I'm
They're
not.
not, obviously. But anybody who knows that this person is mentally challenged or disabled, you have some heart. You don't sit there and treat them like you would a normal individual. Right? I
Yeah,
would think so.
you don't. You have to be more sensitive. You have to be more sensitive to it.
Exactly, because they're not normal. And also his family had his name and address and I think phone number tattooed on his arm. So in case he did, because I guess he had a habit of wandering off. And so his family had everything tattooed on his arm so that if somebody did find him, they knew who to contact or how to get him home.
Well, I mean, for someone to go—I mean, just to play devil's advocate—for someone to go to an actual ATM, I guess you know what's going to happen, or what probably already happened, is that a lot of people probably lose that sensitivity that they were like, "Oh, well, he has good enough sense to go to an ATM and put a card in, try to get cash out." Just to play devil's advocate.
But in the video, you saw that he didn't leave with any cash, nothing. He didn't do anything. And the machine was like fine, like it wasn't broken. At least that's what I saw via the video. And so I don't know what their issue was. I really don't.
Especially in Pakistan, I don't know if they actually like look at those videos, those cameras. I don't
I
know how
know,
much
but
justice, you know, like how much do they look into the justice part of it?
or the criminal act part of it.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
like I said, when you see the video, he was, shaking the machine and trying to get his card out. And then you saw when he finally got his card out, he stuck it in his pocket and left. So
Yeah,
there
so
was
that
no,
decreases the motive, right, of
right,
him trying to.
exactly. There was no actual crime committed. So I don't know when he was turned into the police started to beat him.
Oh my
And they
God.
beat him so much that the kid or the guy eventually died from a heart attack from the beatings.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so barbaric.
It's so barbaric. So, I mean, this is not the first case, Samara.
Yeah, there's
I
other
think
cases.
earlier this year we experienced another case where a child, I think he was either, and it was, I believe, in Karachi, where he was either breaking into a home or just committing a small crime. Anyways, again, the mob mentality, they grabbed the kid and they beat him to death there too. And then you and I were discussing earlier how several years back when we first met, that incident happened, I believe, in, was it Saibal or Sialkot?
Or the OCL court, and it was in 2009 or 10. One of those.
Yeah,
I can't. It
something
was
like
so long
that,
ago.
where the
The
two
two boys,
brothers,
right? Yeah.
and they didn't, I don't believe they had committed any sort of crime, but somehow, mob mentality again, they beat them to death. And all everything, like that case was recorded on camera. The kid who was beat up in Karachi was recorded on camera. I don't know how these people stand by, watch these beatings happen, and record it the whole time without doing anything to help them.
Yeah,
How do you just stand on the sidelines and watch it happening and just record, like make a recording of it?
especially back then in 2009, 2010, as much as in comparison to how it is now, I don't think that it was that predominant, like standing there with your cameras. I mean, we do that now, but back then I knew it was there. I know it existed. People did it here and there, but nobody cared. And they were slaughtered. They were
Yeah, they were
slaughtered.
slaughtered. Oh, the 2000, that case, the brother with the brothers, yeah, they were
Yeah.
slaughtered. Oh, it
Even
was.
after they died, for those listeners that aren't really aware of it, even after they died, I think their dead bodies were dragged like by the
Oh,
cars on the floor,
yeah.
on the road, as they
Are you
drove
s
them.
okay? I can't watch stuff like that. And I noticed, I think you and I discussed this the last podcast too. They somehow, I don't know why they do that, or we discussed it in our run through in our original podcast where these people, the media, show you the dead bodies.
Yeah, they do. And then they hung them. And then they showed that, though, after they
And
dragged them,
they
they hung them.
show everything. You know, God forbid something like that happens here. They don't, they take, as soon as they find it on social media, anywhere, they take it off. You can't, you won't be able to find the video. You know what I mean? Like there's censorship here. They don't do that sort of stuff. I mean, but it's so vile over there. They show you the dead body constantly. They show you if they were beaten, where the marks were on the dead body. I mean, it's disgusting. It's grotesque. I don't know why they do that.
I guess they did it like for awareness. Like, look
No,
what
but
happened. Look at it.
Samara, when you, I mean, I don't know, and I'm just speaking from my own opinion. When you show stuff like that constantly, it definitely desensitizes people
Yeah.
to that. I think to seeing those dead bodies, seeing them bruised everywhere, it desensitizes you after some time. No, I would think
Yeah,
so.
they. Especially that image, I can't get it out of my head. They looked like raw meat when they were
Are you
hung
talking
by
about the
the feet,
brothers?
the two brothers. And then someone, I remember back then in 2011 or something like that, when I was talking about it in a group, somebody had said, yeah, but it had, I mean, they weren't justifying it, but they were just saying in detail that it had to do with something about him and a girl
Yeah,
and something like
and
that. And I
that's
said,
what it
I
was.
don't.
There was no criminal act. It was,
Yeah.
again,
So, like, the thing was like, I don't care if it was about a girl, an animal, about someone's mother. What did they do that was so bad for them to be slaughtered the way they were slaughtered?
No,
I don't care if
nothing.
someone's reputation was bad. It wasn't enough to do this. This is
Dude, we don't even
ridiculous.
do that to child molesters here.
Not even
And they're
animals. Like,
child molesters.
I
God
think
forbid,
human beings
animals.
are being worse than animals now.
No, I mean, animals know better than us at this point, it
Oh,
feels like.
I was really disappointed when I saw that.
So with the Salahuddin case now, obviously there's so much awareness about it. But shortly after the Salahuddin case, which in fact the doctor that did his autopsy came out and said, no, he died from a heart attack. There was no other reason for him dying. Like he didn't say it was contributed to the beatings. He just said that's the reason he died.
Well, that's a little too objective. That's a little too objective, but Yeah, indirectly. I mean, I don't know if he got paid off. See, unfortunately, in Pakistan,
Exactly.
for the listeners, there's
Exactly.
a lot of paid off cases. People
This
just get
is
paid off, you know.
a big problem, and there's a lot of comparison going on with like, oh, he was a small time thief, if he was, which in fact I didn't see that happening on the video. He didn't steal anything. But apparently the small time thieves, you know, they pay a huge price. But you know, these big time thieves like our politicians who rob their public, the people they are supposed to be serving of funds and pocket it into their bank accounts. What, how are they treated when they're ill? They're flown everywhere to try to get the best medical help possible, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're treated so differently than these people. We treat them so humanely, those big time thieves. And these small time so-called thieves, who they probably are not even, look how we treat them.
You know, I often find the theme that it's guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
You know, with certain people, I have noticed that, and th in
Yeah.
this case, I felt like it was that he was guilty until proven innocent. The
Yeah.
opposite.
Yeah.
So,
It's just heartbreaking to see. And then, and not a little while after that, you told me about the case at the American school in Lahore,
the
which is
child
a
that
private
passed away.
institution that doesn't even
Yes.
allow corporal punishment. We know
Now,
that
what, do
corporal
you remember his
punishment is
last name?
allowed.
I forgot his last name.
No, I don't. I'll have to
Oh,
go back.
because when the case is so fresh and it's still new, I was looking everywhere to see in detail, but I could not find. You know, it's such a teaser when you go on Twitter or anything like that, any type of
Yeah.
apps or anything like that, or any type of articles online, when you're really trying to find out what happened, but all you hear is comments. I can't
Yeah.
believe that happened. I can't, and I'm like looking into it. I'm pressing the hashtags. I'm doing everything. I cannot find it. But yes, that was messed up when there was a child. I still consider him a child up until they're 18. When there was a child that was killed by the teacher at an American, so-called claimed American school in Pakistan, just for not completing his assignment or lesson or not
Yeah.
memorizing it, you know?
Yeah, he was beat to
Yeah.
death where, like I said, that school had a policy against corporal punishment. And so that's not even allowed. Although in public schools over there, at least at the time that I was living there, I remember that corporal punishment was allowed in the public institutions. I'm not, and even if they go for private tutoring, the tutors were allowed to like discipline the children. I wouldn't say that they beat the children, but they're allowed to discipline the children as far as like making them, you know, how they used to make them squat and
Oh gosh.
hold
I
their ears. What did they call it? I forgot what they call it.
don't
My
know.
dad always used to tell us the stories too about when he was growing up, how the teachers used to make them if they didn't do their complete their assignments and stuff. So, I mean, that sort of discipline, yeah, we all know that that goes on in Pakistan, but in the private institutions, they don't do stuff like that. There are strict policies, and this poor kid, I don't know what the teacher was thinking, but he beat him to death as well.
God, I would be
Although
so
there was no
nervous if I
mob
were that teacher.
mentality involved in that one, but the thing is, these things have started becoming so common over there that
Yeah.
people, like I
It's
was
like
told by a
normal.
friend that it's so common over there that people are becoming immune to it. It doesn't faze them anymore.
But the case did not express, or well, rather, the public news did not show what the parents thought of it. If this is a privately funded institute or education program, you would think that a corporal punishment is allowed, but to death, I'm
Yeah.
sure the parents must have had some sort of issue with it.
I'm sure too. And I'm sure in this case with that private school, with the private American school, the parents probably have good money and they're probably going to go after the school. So in their case, they probably will receive some justice. But in these other cases where people are
Oh
coming from
no.
poor backgrounds,
Yeah,
it's
no.
a
No.
totally different story. And it's unfortunate because when Imran Khan was running for elections, right, for prime minister,
Yeah.
oh, by the way, the child's name was Hafiz Hunain,
Office. Oh yes, who named.
the one who was beat to death by his teacher. But when he was running for prime minister, he ran on the fact that he said he was going to reform the justice system there. And what's happened so far? It's been a year in and nothing. No justice has been served. Even, okay, forget Imran Khan. Even for the case that you and I were just discussing from back in 2009, 2010, they haven't received their justice either.
Oh, it turns into a cold case, then nobody cares.
Yeah. Right? Again, people get paid off to look the other way.
That's true too. A lot of
It's so
bribery,
unf
yeah. A lot of fear, a
yeah.
lot of threats. I'm sure there's a lot of threats with that, whoever beat up those two kids with that family. I'm sure something must have happened where that it might be. That's one other scenario. Yeah, a lot of scenarios.
It's unfortunate. But at this point, they definitely, I mean, I hope, since these cases were back to back, that there's something going on as far as, like, I hope Imran Khan implements some sort of police reform. There has to be a complete overhaul,
Yeah.
at least for the police in Punjab. I know that they are quite brutal. I've not
Yeah.
heard many cases in other parts of Pakistan, aside from Sindh, where it's just a nightmare. But in Sindh, it's unfortunate. I don't like to say it because of the Vadera and the feudal system, the way things are run in Sindh. You come to expect it. It doesn't justify it, but it's not the same system in Punjab.
Okay. Well, I
But
mean, hopefully, I mean, I know just as long as how long it took for Pakistan to come to this point, it will take the same, almost the same amount of time, in my opinion, for it to get better. Because, they are
yeah,
trying here and there.
there was so much hope with Imran Khan, and I really hope he doesn't let his people down. I really do. But day by day, I'm even like, and I don't even live there, and I'm losing hope. I live over here in the US, and I'm losing hope for those people back home.
Well, you know what they say, right? Like back then when we were growing up, when we didn't have the social media or a lot of these things that on like, these videos being displayed in the public, they say that, a lot of this stuff was happening back then. But now there's more
Oh,
awareness and we're seeing
awareness.
it. Yeah, now it's disheartening for all of us because now we know about it. So this is
Well, I
good.
mean, and like you said, and back then, yes, this is good, but back then, like us, we weren't aware. The
Oh, not
majority
at
of the
all.
population there must not have been aware either. But these injustices, that's what you're saying, these injustices happened back then too. But because of social media and our, the awareness is like a million times over.
Like I know that people say, "Oh no, now we have, all these apps, social apps, it's ruining our kids." I get it. I'm sure it is, but on the plus side, I just like to say something positive is that's causing more awareness of the injustices also that are happening.
Yeah.
Or else
I
this
just
would have been swept under the rug, Omera. This would have been swept. This one, Hunain, whatever his name, Hunain, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
Hafez.
no one would have cared. It would have, if you didn't have social media, we would have never heard about it. We wouldn't even be talking about it to this day.
Yeah, although, like I have to say, again, this kid went to an American school. It was a private institution, and people there who go to private institutions, most of them, majority of them, are pretty well off.
Yeah,
So
if you look at his
this
photo,
case
which has been
may have been
posted.
different. Yeah, I know you're the one who brought it to my attention that he looks like he was from pretty
Yeah,
well-off family.
well-dressed. Yeah, well-dressed. You look fine.
So in his case, there may have been a lot of awareness with his case. I'm thinking like the poor people, like what happened with Salahuddin or that poor kid in Karachi who was beat to death in public. Those cases would never have been brought to the public's attention. I don't think so.
Yeah, nothing is worth
And
death. I don't care what they did. I don't care
yeah,
if they didn't memorize a line, he tried to pull out an ATM card. I don't care. Nothing is worth death.
nothing exactly.
Yeah,
What's
because they didn't
going
take a
on?
life. They didn't take a life, so why are we taking their lives? I mean,
Well,
that's
even
it.
when they do, okay, let's just compare it to here. Even when they do, we don't do stuff. Well, there's no mob mentality here. There's no public lynchings here. Why? Because there is a scale of justice and it's enforced. Laws are enforced here. Unfortunately, over there, like you said, people get paid off. And so when people, I guess, don't get the justice they feel they deserve, then they go out seeking it on their own. Maybe that's why these people get into that mentality mode, the mob mentality mode, or do the public lynchings because they feel like the police is incapable. Is that what it is? Samira? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I
Okay.
can hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I think I have a problem. I have glitches in the system that I'm using. But yes, like you said before, I think it's, I don't think it's the incapability. I don't even think it's the
Yeah.
loss of faith. I think it's just they think they know they can get away with it. They're easily bought. That's
Oh.
all. They're capable, right? Policemen are capable over there. They
I don't
just,
know.
it's a desire. Do they want that? And I don't even like generalizing all the cops over there,
Yeah,
you know,
that's
in
true.
one. I'm
No,
sure
you
there's
have a
good
very valid
cops.
point there. Of course, I agree. There must be decent people there too. Of course. There are always bad apples and everything. It just seems like, and it may be because of social media that everything is highlighted like a million times over. And that's why it gets us so, like, it affects us so much when we hear these stories. But yeah. No, you're probably right. There are probably a lot of good people in law enforcement there too. We just don't hear those stories.
Sadly.
Yeah. But then again, like you read about the stories in India too, with all the public lynchings that are happening there. And it just makes you wonder, like, what's going on? Or, like, both those countries are connected, you know?
Yes.
I mean, and the mentality almost seems the same with the public lynchings or the mob, like the mob mentality. Like, it's, why are people doing that? Why are they taking things into their own hand? Why do they feel like they need to take things into their own hands rather than turn these people into law enforcement?
I don't know why they feel like they can get away with it. Maybe because they see these cases and they are getting away with it. No?
That's what I was thinking too, yeah. But I don't know.
But I don't
But
know. It's
like,
the public display of these videos. I don't know about that family. Like, for example, the teacher, when you had a public display of that teacher on like the photos, for example, just like remember America's Most Wanted back in the 80s and 90s, it causes like, oh snap, like how did that family feel about it? Meaning the family of the teacher. They were probably like, oh boy. And the teacher himself was like, oh my God, my picture's all over the place. What's going to happen?
I have zero sympathies for that teacher. I don't know what he was going through, but nothing excuses that kind of behavior. But yeah, for his family, I would be scared too, because
This is
again,
going to affect their life. It will affect their, oh
yeah.
yeah, oh this person, hit the Marta, like he hurts our kids, you know. We don't like this school, even the school, like we're not going to go to let put our kid in this school. You guys beat up our, you guys kill our kids.
It's definitely going to affect that school for sure.
Yeah, they need to condemn, they need to come out with a public, you know, a public speech saying we condemn this, you know.
Hey, they condemn it, but hota kya baad mein? Kuch bhi nahi.
We'll fire this teacher, and
Oh,
I don't
I
know.
think the teacher has been fired and he has been turned in. Just let's pray that that kid gets justice, the family of that poor child gets justice, and then in the case of Salahuddin, the same thing
Amen.
happens. Justice prevails, inshallah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyway,
It's just terrifying.
on a lighter note, I went to see I hope you guys can still hear me. Can you still hear me? Is that it?
I
Yeah,
can
okay.
hear you just fine.
So, on a lighter note, I went to see, what's it called, Superstar. I saw Hot Body,
Yeah.
Hot Love, the one movie back in, I think I
Yeah.
saw it like a couple of
Which
weeks
you
ago.
said you enjoyed, but it was choppy.
Yeah, there was some choppy stuff in it, but I did see Superstar last week on Labor Day, which was last Monday. Oh, what a difference. What a difference. What a difference. Like, to retract my opinion for Body, Hot Love. And say that it was much better. It was much better. Superstar just made Body, Hot Love look way up on the scale. It was way,
Wow.
Superstar didn't, it was okay. I mean, the
Oh,
colors were
that's,
beautiful. You know, the
yeah.
dialogue was
I mean,
okay.
how
It was
was,
just,
like, okay, how was, okay, the storyline wasn't great. Is that
it
what
was
you're
boring.
saying?
And
The
that was the main
storyline was
thing.
boring.
Storyline was boring.
Oh, and but how about the actors? I mean, obviously, if the storyline is boring, then the actors are not going to be able to show their true talents. If the storyline's boring, people's attention's already being diverted because it's dull.
Yeah, it was okay. The storyline was not very, very predictable storyline. Maida Khan was in it. I forgot the young man's name, the lead role. What was his
Bilal
name again?
Ashraf.
Bilal Ashraf. Yes, he looked great. Maida Khan looked fantastic. They made a great couple together in the movie. The problem is she was very, I guess, I mean, I can't blame her for her lines. It just came off very whiny. Like, oh, you know, deko mes sitar ban gayi, like, look, I'm now a star. And you know, and this, anyway, for the viewers that for the listeners, who haven't watched Superstar. Superstar is about an up and coming actress. She's trying to make it in the big world. She's trying to make it in the big world, and there's a young man that she kind of they kind of like each other, who's already in the big world, who's made it
Yeah.
big as a superstar. So anyway, I'm not gonna do any more. I guess you could say give.
Disclosing of the storyline.
Yes, or spoilers, I guess you could call it. I don't want to give any spoilers, but overall, it's a nice concept. But when you watch the movie in Superstar, you know what's going to happen next. Like, oh, this one's
It's
going to
so
happen. This is going to
predictable.
happen to that. Yeah, very predictable. But I thought I had my faith in Baji, and I had my faith just like in Body Heart Love. I thought there would be a twist, and there was no twist.
There was no
So
twist.
it was all. So I was waiting. I was still on the edge of my seat at the end of the movie, like, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. And it didn't. And I was like, oh, that's it. And the credits
Oh,
rolled.
so it was
So,
typical. The ending was a typical ending. Is
very
that what you're
much so.
saying? So,
Very
okay.
much.
Oh, that's.
Very much so. Colors were beautiful. It was all put together very nice. A little choppy, not too much. Colors very nice. Songs were all slow. There was no hype, you know, and Body Hot Love blew everything away. Their songs were fantastic in Body Hot Love. The colors were fantastic. The acting was great. Storyline was okay. The ending was a little, but other than that, excellent to watch. Like, they go to Kashmir in the middle of the movie, ironically, but they go to Kashmir in the middle of the movie. They have all these medleys. They have all these different actors, all these different superstars that played
Making
special
guest star
features.
appearances,
Oh yeah, even Maida Khan herself, I think she did a great job. She was also in it. But I'm sorry, Superstar fell flat for me.
It sank. Oh no. Oh
Yeah, it did. Body,
no.
I still, when I'm on my way to work, I still listen to some of the Body Heart Love songs as I drive because I loved it so much.
I haven't even seen the movie and I enjoy the music from or the soundtrack from that movie very
Did you
much.
listen? Yeah, see, and did you listen to the songs of Superstar yet?
I have only heard one, the one that they introduced the trailer with, I believe. You know, the one where
Oh
they're
yeah, that's the only one. Yeah, that's about the only one. Even the slow songs were a little eh. No.
But that was the that's the only one I've heard from Superstar. And but that was done, it was made so beautifully.
It
But
was
so
like
it's
I
a
said, yeah.
disappointment to hear from you that it was so dull.
It wasn't horrible. It was just predictable, you know, like typical. Like, it was just a kind
Because
of a typical
well, and the other thing is
movie.
it's Maira Khan. She's the heroine of the movie, and another one of her movies sank.
Yeah, but in
It
her
didn't meet up to
defense,
expectations. Yeah,
in
she
her
did a
defense,
great job.
Body Heart was good. She was pretty good. She was the other actresses they did good as Shahryar Khan, I believe his name is, the main actor in Body Heart Love. He was excellent. He played the main role, excellent. And he's grown as a star, so I kind of like watching a new face, a fresh face on TV now. I think Maida Khan, Maya Ali, I'm not saying they're old in age. I think they're very beautiful stars. I'm just saying I'm kind of used to them. So when I see somebody like Shahrukh Khan come like 2 or 3, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago that he came out? Like he's up and coming. So he did a very good job. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. I hope you go and watch it. Baji was great too, I
I'm
believe.
not, I'm,
Usman
I
Khalid
told you
Butt.
already I won't be able to see any of these
Why?
because they're so far from here where they're
Oh, they're
playing it,
located. Yeah. But
which
if you
sucks. So
do.
I get excited when you tell me about it and I'm like, oh, that's what happened.
Yeah. And did you watch Baji yet in July? That came
No,
out in
and I was
July.
hoping it would be out on Amazon Prime or Netflix by now, but it's still not
I'm sure they're
available
working on it.
yet.
I'm sure. Because if FIFA and Trouble came in like 5, 6 months later on Netflix, I'm sure Baji was great. Baji, that I don't know about all their songs, but that one song was a hit. It was like in the club scene that was awesome. And the twist in the end, I'm not gonna give any spoiler alerts. The twist in the end, excellent. Amazing job.
So that one had a surprise ending, an
Oh yeah,
unexpected ending that you
absolutely.
wouldn't have been able to predict.
Absolutely. And he's also a blossoming actor, Usman Khalid Butt.
Oh
He's a
yeah,
great
he's
actor.
so
He's also
super
coming up in
talented.
yeah, even in the
That
dramas.
guy
He's coming up.
is multi-talented. He's a writer, he's a choreographer. I mean, what does Usman Khalid Butt not do
Right.
when it comes to
Yeah.
the entertainment industry?
Very talented. And you know what? Very modest. He doesn't come off full of himself. In any of his Twitter account, any of the Instagram account, he comes off so modest and so supportive of everybody.
Oh yeah, I've definitely seen that. And when somebody says something that's, not not nice. He stands up
Yeah.
for the person that was being put
Hurt.
down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's one of those
Absolutely.
people who always goes for the underdog.
I'll give you an example. When Baji came out, oh, I forgot his. See, I didn't expect to talk about this movie, but when Baji first came out, there's one particular, was it Bilal? What was it? Something Ashraf. I forgot his name. The one who beat up his wife or about to be, he was cheating on her with Jahangir. Nazika, was it, what was her name? I'll be recently in late June, early August, she made a public statement.
Oh,
He's
yeah, Mohsen.
Mohsen, that's it. That's
She's,
it. Mohsen. So there's an actor in Baji, the one of the one of the not the lead role, but him, I'm telling you, Osman Khalid Butt, when he found out about that whole kissa, that whole situation
Yeah, with
where
him
he,
beating his wife.
I thought he was not going to say anything because that young man was in his movie, but you know what? He
He
bashed it.
did,
He bashed it.
yeah.
He was like, nope, there's no room in our career or in our acting world for this nonsense.
Yeah, no,
I
when
loved it.
definitely when it comes to women's rights
Yes,
or
he's so pro.
respect, he stands up for them for sure. Yeah, he's a that's why he gets so much respect from me, and I'm sure millions
Yes.
and millions of other women as well. And he's a good guy. And
Yeah,
really,
absolutely.
social media can sometimes really reflect that person's mentality, right?
Yes, I
Yeah.
will give you an example. In Pare Heart Love, there is a young lady. I think her name is Nuri Abbas. I believe that's her name. She,
Zara Nour Abbas, I
that's
believe
it. That's it.
she's
Zara Nour Abbas. Again,
Nurjahan's
forgive me for the
granddaughter.
names.
No,
Yes,
it's
again,
okay.
forgive me for that. But she, oh my God, she is so modest. And when she did an interview, I believe with Harun Rashid, I believe, I forgot his name. She did that interview and she was saying that, you know, you need raw talent. And she goes, everybody keeps condemning me and saying things like, oh yeah, nepotism, you made it in the big world because of, you know, your aunt or because of your grandmother, whoever. But she goes, you don't understand. People were only offering me, for example, she just went out on a limb and said, like 1 rupee versus someone who's going to give you 1 million rupees. Like she was like, it's totally different. That just gets you in a little, but the rest is up to your talent. So she created something called The Rise. So if you go on The Rise, I believe it's therise.pk, something like that. It doesn't come up on our engine, in our
Is
internet.
that like a talent agency or a school? What is it?
Yes. So it's a program that she is involved in, and I believe her husband is in it as well, along with some others that are in it as well. And what they do is they try to have others off the street audition for acting. So it's not about who you know, how much money you had. She's like, no, it's all about raw talent. And I love that about her. I love that about her when she said that, because that's what people need. It's like an American Idol, but without the nepotism. Like you don't have any nepotism. You didn't know this person or that person, so you just come off on the street. And if you have talent, they actually hook you up with those type of dramas or
They
acting
connect
careers.
you. Okay, got it. Oh, okay, so it is like a talent agency slash school kind of, not school, but yeah, a talent agency.
Yeah, I mean, there's a
So they do
website they
like the
can go in and.
auditions from random people. So
Yeah.
the thing with Pakistan, though, do you feel like there is a huge nepotism, an issue with nepotism like it is in Bollywood?
Oh, huge, huge,
Really?
huge. Oh my gosh, huge. Who you know, all that stuff. So,
Because I mean, is Bilal Ish Usher from a acting background? I mean,
no, but
who
it's
is this?
about, you know, like who you were buddy, with. You know, that buddy-buddiness. You know, and also nepotism, everything. I know this or I know that. So I love hearing someone that says, you know what, we're going to do
They made
something
it on
that,
their own,
yes, they made it on
and they're
their own.
gonna find people who will make it on their own simply
Yes.
based on their talent. Yeah, I see that. Okay, I didn't realize that Pakistan had that issue too. I know in Bollywood it's a huge, huge issue because it seems like everybody who gets into that industry is because of their family. Because their family was in the industry before and
Right.
still are in the industry. Oh, because our industry is not that established. So, but yeah, Zara Nour Abbas, obviously her grandmother, well-known singer. Hello,
Yeah, and I
Nurjahan.
think yeah, she has an aunt. I believe her aunt
And
too.
she probably does. So with her, I guess she would feel it more that people would think that.
Yeah,
And that's
she probably
probably
gets
why
it all.
she felt like, oh, we need to do this with her husband.
Yeah,
Is
she
her
said that in
husband
the
also an
interview.
actor?
Yeah, so I again, I don't know if we were going to talk about this, but I forgot his
I'm
name. He is
sorry.
a main lead on that drama serial called it's the Acid Stop Acid Attacks drama
The one
serial.
that Osman Bhatt was in?
Yes, same exact
Sur
one.
Was it called Surkh Jaanee?
Yes, that's
Yeah.
it. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad? I'm actually watching that. And I can't forget. I'm drawing a blank, but yes, he is the
It's
main
okay. It
woman.
happens to me all the time.
Yeah, so he's a very good actor, and I believe she's married. Yeah, she's married to him.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, I was really happy to see that there were others that were, you know, that were involved with that. Like, I thought that this will never happen in Pakistan, you know, and yeah.
So they're I feel like they're a little ahead of their time based on how like they're still in their infancy stage as far as the entertainment industry is concerned. So that's good. I'm glad that they're already realizing and they're probably learning from the Bollywood industry which direction not to go. Although I hear from like, and I don't like to bring up Bollywood too much, but even the kids who are like in the industry as a result of their families being in the industry, they say the same thing. You can't keep thriving in this industry based on, you know, being the daughter of so and so or the son of so and so. It has to be from the talent you bring to the table. So what she's saying is absolutely right. Samira, are you there? We've gone
Can you
blank
hear me now?
again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
can
can you
hear
hear me
you
now?
now.
Okay. Yeah, it
Sorry.
comes and goes. I'm sorry, his name was Asad Siddiqui.
Asad Siddiqui.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's her spouse, and he's also in Surkh Chandani.
Okay. And you're
Plays an
watching this
excellent
drama.
villain.
Is the whole serial on YouTube or is it
The
available on
whole
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
series on YouTube.
YouTube?
Surkh
Is
Chandani,
it like
yes.
on the Jio channel? Which channel is it available on? Because I want to watch it now that you've mentioned that again to me.
Sure, I believe it's ARY, if I'm not mistaken.
ARY?
I
Okay,
believe it's, yeah.
I'll
It
look it up.
pops up as soon as you put it in the search engine of YouTube. They pop up for Surkh Chandani.
Oh, okay. Okay. It definitely looks like a drama that everybody should be watching.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very impressed. Yeah, I was very impressed. I was just very happy to hear that there has been change, you know, going on.
There has. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
All right.
actually, come to think about it, you don't really hear too much about acid attacks anymore like you used to. It used to be so common.
Yes, and I'm sure, see, again, I'm sure it still exists. It's just not the fad of hearing about it right now. I'm sure it'll
Oh,
come up again.
maybe you're
It'll
right.
come
No,
up
God
again.
forbid. I don't want to hear about another one.
But they do exist, I'm sure. I'm sure. And in Surkh Chandani, just for the listeners, it's about a young girl that they you know, living in a poor, slightly poorer society, where growing up in Pakistan, there's a acid, you know, like she apparently did something that was insulting to another family
Oh,
and gets
no.
acid thrown on her face. And that is a very common trend. Like, you did this, or you ruined the family name, acid is thrown on your face, and then you're cast away. And if you lived the moment, and then there's a very hopeless society where the thrower, or the actual person who actually threw the acid, does not really get condemned. It's actually condoned. So it
Yeah.
happens a lot.
Oh my God, that's
So the
horrible. You know, when I hear instances like that, I always like tell my siblings, I'm like, we are so blessed to have been brought up here in the
Yeah, we're very
US.
lucky. Yeah, the United
I
States, yeah,
mean,
it's the best country in the world. But yes, we
really,
have been blessed
like,
being brought here.
I
Yeah,
know it was a
absolutely.
struggle for our parents when they first came here, but they really truly were looking towards the future of how best to what type of environment to best raise their children in. And yeah, we had it tough too growing up dealing with, you know, racists or bigotry when it
Oh,
came to
lots of
our
things. Yeah,
religion or
lots of
whatever,
things. Yeah.
but in the
Nothing in comparison to
yeah,
that.
but
Nothing.
nothing. No. And now I always think like, God forbid if we were brought up in that environment, would our mentality be the same?
Mine, I speak for myself, probably not for me.
I
No,
hope
I'd be
not for me
different.
too, but it's hard to because you see the herd mentality here as well. And definitely, obviously, it's you see it with the mob lynchings and you know, they have the
Oh,
herd
absolutely.
mentality. So it's easy to
Yeah.
fall into that.
Yeah. No, you're
But
right.
I truly, really, like when you look back at it, you're like, man, really, we're so grateful for our parents to have brought us up here in this
Absolutely. Amen.
country
Amen.
where we're able to see things a lot differently.
Yeah, and you could be anything you want to be in America. You can
Yeah.
be anything you want to be in America.
Yeah.
But struggle with other places, no matter how hard you work, you can't, you can't make it. A lot of
Yeah.
bribery, a lot of stuff like
Oh
that.
yeah. Well, I, my father had planned to retire back in Pakistan, so he had bought land, planned to buy, have his house made there. He had made all the plans. And I think when we went for my brother's wedding, back in 2007, 2008, at that time when we went, he saw so much corruption and he was like, "No way. I cannot live here." To deal with that kind of bribery for everything, just to even get a phone line put in. He was like, "I'm not going there." He sold everything that he had bought for retirement over there
See, you see that? Yeah, you see
just
that?
to avoid that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a common trend, especially way back many, many years ago when they were like, "No, I'm going to retire back to the homeland. I
Huh,
want to retire,"
huh.
but it just didn't happen. It not met,
Oh,
for
so your
many
parents
people, it
had
did not
planned
happen.
that too.
I mean, they do plan that, but
Huh.
I don't know. They go back and forth. I don't see it happening, but they go back and forth. But I don't see it happening. I really
Oh,
don't.
I mean, like my parents were so gung-ho about it. Like, Nate, that's exactly where we're going to settle back down, back in our home country,
But it didn't
And
happen.
then when my dad saw that, what, how bad it had gotten, just within a period like of 20 years, how much the country's declined as far as, corruption is concerned. He was just like, "No way, I cannot. I'm not going to deal with that. I don't want to meet my maker and have to explain my actions."
Yeah, and Godspeed to them for deciding that. That's a big deal that they changed their retirement plans. Plus, it's very hard to retire in a place where your kids are not there.
Oh, I
Like
would
your
have
kids
moved
are
there.
here.
I had already told them.
Oh.
You guys go and I will follow right behind you. Don't worry about me. Because I, whenever I go back home, I mean, I call it home. I mean, obviously the US is my home, born and raised here, but it feels like home when I go back there too. But I love it. I love the culture. I love the richness of the culture, everything. But when I hear stories like this, I'm like, no, maybe it is good that
No, but you
definitely
have to
is.
remember we're getting the negative news. Like, we're not really getting the good news that's happening to it, also.
And then I always hear from other people, you're there for a very brief time. Imagine if you're there for a year or two, you
Yeah.
have a
And
di
imagine the
totally
news they're
different view.
listening to. Imagine the news they're listening to about America. Like, they're
Oh,
probably
yeah.
only hearing the bad stuff. Oh, you
That's
guys put
actually,
kids in cages. You guys
huh?
do this. Yeah, I mean, they're probably just hearing that, you know?
That's a very good point, Samara. Oh, sugar and little eye. So
God
sorry.
bless,
So
literally and
sorry.
yeah, figuratively. God bless you.
All right, on that note, let's go ahead and end the podcast and let's go ahead and
That's
end the
it. That was high
podcast
chai time. All right.
and then
That
I
was high
guess
chai
we'll
time.
come back and they should hear from us again in the following week or two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
God willing.
All
All right.
right. Thanks,
Have a nice
Samara.
night, guys.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Take care.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome.